down our life, pick up our cross, and then what must happen? In John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again, which is born from above. Well, baptism is obedience, but it has nothing to do with your salvation.
Being born from above. Yes, it does.
Are you Church of God?
I am.
Or Church of Christ? I'm sorry?
Lutheran.
Oh, you're Lutheran?
Yes.
I used to be a Lutheran. They teach a lot of lies. On the back of that card, you'll see a bunch of lies on there.
No, it's all straight from Scripture.
It's not straight from Scripture.
Peter says baptism.
I had 39 years of it in my life. They're not teaching the truth.
Peter says baptism now saves you.
Well, you got to keep reading in the Scriptures. We have a brother down there that would love to talk to you. Her husband, my husband's brother, is on the other side. Test them to the Word of God. Your soul is on the line. The Bible says you must be born again. It doesn't say you must be baptized.
Yeah, born again.
And then
born
you must follow in holiness and obedience. See, a lot of the Lutherans
above.
That we meet are not walking in holiness and obedience. They love the world. James 4:4 says, if you love the world, the love of God's not in you.
I'm not ELCA.
But that gospel hasn't called you out of the world. You all have not repented and come out of the world.
What do you mean by
it's a false gospel.
What do you mean by come out of the world?
They don't teach men how to be godly, holy men.
We do.
You do.
LCMS, Lutheran Church.
Okay, go talk to my brother down there. He'd like to instruct you on the ways of godly, holy men. You realize in Genesis 3, God dressed Adam and Eve. The Lutherans have thrown that away.
Oh, well, that's Christian liberty.
The pastor puts on this big, long robe, and he wants preeminence. He's called pastor, reverend, and whatever it is that you want. But then he walks around in a suit and a tie and jeans and goes and does worldly, carnal things. Oh, he wears a robe all day?
He wears a tunic?
He wears a vest. All day long, the Bible says that God dressed Adam and Eve. Do you see the way we're dressed also? If you're truly a born-again child of God and baptism doesn't save you, if your insides are changed, your whole life changes. I love you. That's why I'm out here trying to fight for you. How old are you, young man?
21.
Okay, well, that's...
2 weeks, yeah. 21.
Okay, well, you're very young, and you've been influenced in false doctrine. I want
to
help you on that.
Pastor.
You know what? Hey, give this to your pastor.
Okay.
You take one. Give that to your pastor. My husband would love to talk to him.
Okay.
And we'd love to go to the Scriptures
and
ask them why they practice pagan holidays like Christmas and Easter and Good Friday, which
Christmas
are lies.
Is a celebration of the birth of Christ.
Do you know what's pagan?
There are certain practices.
It is.
From pagan, but the days are
feminization, worldliness, carnality, politics, sports,
that's
entertainment.
Why we more focus on
those
the
are all lies.
The
yeah, and that's
Christ.
Not even biblical either. I love you. That's why I'm trying to help you. On the back of that card is a bunch of lies that I know the Lutherans are. We have a young brother in. Are we still in Missouri?
Yes.
No, we're in Tennessee. We travel full time. We sold everything we have. We don't take people's money.
Mm.
We have a young brother in Missouri who just came out of the Lutheran religion not long ago. You email us and we'll hook you up with him. He is 26, I think.
Okay.
Pretty close to your same age, and he would have a testimony to share with you.
Okay.
He's given up his whole life. He gave up his college career. He's now out serving the kingdom of God. He's out preaching Christ crucified. If you go on our website, don'tperish.com, there's a page called Our Fellow Brethren, I think it is. And we just started it not long ago. He's been out street preaching with us for quite a while, but there's some on there. He'd love to talk to you and take you to the Scriptures. If you truly love the Lord, go to the Scriptures and test them and be willing to lay down your life and lose it for Christ. Your soul is on the line.
I believe firmly in the Scriptures and only in the Scriptures. That's what it means to be Lutheran.
Well, if you love the Scriptures, he loves the Scriptures. We'd love to hook you up so you can talk.
Okay.
And he would care for your soul.
Well, I appreciate that. I would try to do the same.
Send us an email and we'll hook you up with him. His name is Akua. I'm Sister
Amin,
that's Sister Para. Okay. And down there is her husband, Brother Zealous, he'd be happy to talk to you as well. And my husband's across the street. We're out here just loving our neighbor, sharing the truth, warning you about man-made religion. And God just heard this conversation. You've been given some things to think about. Don't just throw it away, because if you have a light within you, he can take that and give that to somebody else.
Okay. Thank you.
So think about that.
I really appreciate it.
Have a good day. Hope to hear from you.